Hello, good morning.
How was your Sunday? Hope it was cool, good, lovely, nice. Hope you enjoyed it. Well, I did enjoy myself. I'm grateful to God for everything. I'm grateful to God for seeing the first month in the year. I'm happy. Oh, it's been nice today. I know a lot might be sleeping right now. Yeah, I'm meant to be sleeping, but when you have passion for something, you won't be able to sleep. This podcast is long overdue. It's something I've put on social media for like over a week or two. But I was looking for the best time to talk about it. And how are you preparing for the morning? We're already in the morning in Nigeria. I don't know in any other part of the country. Or in the world, sorry. I'm just happy. I know it's a bit difficult for some people when it comes to Monday because they had hangouts, they overenjoy themselves, they over pamper themselves, and they feel I still need to sleep. I still need to be happy. But you know, you need to work. Work is there. Everything you need in life. It's not easy achieving everything on earth without rest. But they say a little slumber makes everything perfect. You need to prepare, arrange yourself down for the morning. If you take a shuttle bus to work, or you take a train, or you have a driver, you could have your nap while in the car. You could meditate while going along the way. But I just hope you sleep well. Now, what do I want to talk about that has been long overdue? I want to talk about FC plus W is equals A. What do I mean by the word FC plus W equals A? The F stands for faith. The C stands for confidence. The W stands for work. And the A stands for accomplishment. I know nobody could have guessed to that extent what I meant by FC plus W equals A. Now they say faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen that are not visible to you. Faith is referred as complete trust or confidence. When we talk of faith, we are talking about belief. We are talking about greater trust and confidence. When you have faith in a particular thing, that means you've eliminated distrust, you've eliminated a lot of setback that you have put behind you, that no matter what, this project or this goal or this aspiration would work. When you see faith as being complete trust or confidence, confidence on the other side is also the feeling or consciousness of one's power, that is the ability of you being able to fulfill a particular task. Now, when we say work, what do we mean by work? Work is the ability to put one's mental and physical effort towards a goal, objective, in order to achieve a purpose or results from a desire we know would bring a reward. You don't just work because you want to work. You don't work because you just want to have pleasure. To varying individuals, there is a reason why we all work. Some work for happiness and work for their family members so as to provide means of livelihood for them. Some work to derive their passion. Some work to be known. Some work to be recognized or to inspire others. Some work to be professionals. Be as it may, whatever reason you are working, some for happiness. Yes. The desire to be happy in everything they do in life. It's not easy being happy. Happiness is everything you need in life. When you work, you tend to aim towards accomplishing the task you have set or laid down before you. And when we talk of accomplishment, what do we mean by the word accomplishment? We mean fulfillment plus completion. That is a job that has been remarkably done. A job that you feel you are happy about. A job that you feel, with all the silver lining, it's gave you more hope, more aspiration, more desire, more happiness. You feel the task, with or without anybody, you were able to fulfill it. You were able to complete it. Even when some people render their assistance to you, you still feel, yeah, I set out to do this and that I accomplished this. It's not easy accomplishing a goal or a task. I know some people will say it's not easy. I know the level of unemployment in my country or in any part of the world now is increasing. I won't say at an alarming stage. Some are retrenched because of the pandemic. Be as it may that people are being retrenched as a result of the pandemic. In the midst of the pandemic, some are still making their cash. Some are still achieving. Some are still aiming high. We or have talent within us. We all have individual personality within us. We all have vocational skills within us. Why not let's put it into practice and then work? When we work, it gives us more joy and happiness. We tend to be independent. Some might look and say, where do I want to start from? You just have to start from somewhere. I know it's not easy. I am talking with you via this podcast. I'm not perfect because I'm still learning. We all learn. Anyone who says he or she is not learning on this earth is a dead person. I still expect my listeners to correct me over any podcast show I make. Why am I saying this? I'm saying this because even when you lose your job, you still have some talent within you. You have some inbuilt vocational or let me say career within you that nobody knows. You have some skills within you that you need to unleash and let people see. It might not be easy at the beginning, but with time, with much more passion, with much, let me say, devoting your time, you tend to gain confidence in what you are doing. Some went to school, some didn't go to the uni, and they are achieving. Whatever skill you think you have, just sit for like 5 to 20 minutes and think, what am I good at? It might be difficult for people to accept it at the onset, but when you put in much of your time, you devote all your energy to it, and you have that faith and confidence that yeah, this thing will work, then you can accomplish it. I know we can all stay idle, we can all be jobless. They said an idle mind or idle hand also is the devil's workshop. When you are idle, you don't think of anything good. But when you derive passion in what you are doing, you tend to strive higher in it. I know it's not easy having faith or being confident. It's not easy being bold. That's confidence. But when you put all your willpower towards the goal, you see that you tend to achieve what you never believed. When you work, you try to be a professional. You try to be skilled in whatever you are doing. And when you accomplish, you tend to say, yeah, I completed this task remarkably, with or without the assistance, but I still give credit to yourself or to myself for completing it. Even if people assisted you, still give credit unto them. I know you are going to set out this money, or some might not set out this money. But there are varying businesses you can do. It doesn't mean you have to start from big. You could start from something slow. Slow and steady wins the race. And by then, you'll be able to find your passion and the fulfillment within yourself, and you tend to accomplish your goal and your aim in life. I would love to leave you on this note and then come back, probably not early today, so that we could talk about what we have achieved for the day so far. I'll be willing to hear remarks from listeners, comments, if there's any shortcoming about this podcast, or where I could improve, or we could improve as per what kind of business we could do. You can always send me a message and I will be willing to answer all of your questions. Thank you for listening and have a lovely day.